Well, good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ. Let us begin this morning with remembering that it is still the Easter season, so he is risen. Hallelujah, he is risen indeed. I'd like to go ahead, before our readings, we're going to go ahead and have a word of prayer to bless our day and to center ourselves in the presence of the Holy Spirit. Gracious God, may your Holy Spirit blanket us with warmth, with comfort, with peace on this day. Help us to just know that we are always in your presence, that you are with us always, that we can trust in your loving guidance and in your help and aid, especially in times of struggle. We pray that on this day, as we prepare to hear your word, to hear songs of praise, and to reflect deeply on your role in our lives each day, that you will bless us and keep us, that you'll give us strength for whatever challenges we might face today or tomorrow, that you'll, most importantly, Lord, open our hearts right now. Help us to let go of the to-do lists, the worries and the struggles of this world, and just open our spirits to be free to your revelation in our lives. May we have epiphanies of where you are in this very place. And we ask this and for your blessings to be upon us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, the first reading comes to us this sixth Sunday of Easter from the book of Acts, the 17th chapter, beginning at the 22nd verse. Then Paul stood in front of the Areopagus and said, "Athenians, I see how extremely religious you are in every way. For as I went through the city and looked carefully at the objects of your worship, I found among them an altar with an inscription, 'To an unknown God.' What therefore you worship as unknown, this I proclaim to you. The God who made the world and everything in it, he who is Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in shrines made by human hands, nor is he served by human hands, as though he needed anything. Since he himself gives to all mortals life and breath and all things, from one ancestor he made all nations to inhabit the whole earth, and he allotted the times of their existence and the boundaries of the places where they would live, so that they would search for God and perhaps grope for him and find him, though indeed he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being. As even some of our own poets have said, 'For we too are his offspring.' Since we are God's offspring, we ought not to think that the deity is like gold or silver or stone, an image formed by the art of an imagination of mortals. While God has overlooked the times of human ignorance, now he commands all people everywhere to repent, because he has fixed a day on which we will have the world judged in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed. And of this he has given assurance to all by raising him from the dead." Here ends the reading of the first reading this morning. Our gospel lesson comes from the Gospel of John, the 14th chapter, beginning at the 15th verse. "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, because he abides with you, and he will be in you, and I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have commandments and keep them are those who love me. And those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them." Here ends the reading of the gospel this morning. The living Christ is in this place.